Scott, again, this is the New York City Transit, K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, meeting here just about every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock to have a general chat about anything from ham radio to whatever else you'd like to throw on the table. Again, you don't have to be a member of K2IRT. Anybody can check in and join in the fun. We got Dennis out there, N2KIN. Do we have anyone else to check in tonight? Come on in. Sounds like it's going to be a quiet night, Dennis. It's all yours. How you been? N2KIN, the K2IRT net. Yeah, not much going on here. Just the typical stuff, you know. Been a little busy lately at work, so you know, it takes a while for me to get back to emails and stuff. And I know that you guys, I think you guys went out yesterday or the day before to Hamels and put up some stuff. Brian showed me the pictures that you guys put up, so you know. Looking forward to it. And I was just wondering if you guys have any plans for this weekend for any work sessions at Hamels. Hey, got the K2IRT group. We're not making any plans just yet because we've been working our tail off the past couple of weeks over there during the week. I would like to go out Sunday, but it's going to be a little rough at the bus rodeo in that neck of the woods Saturday. I'm going to be out there for a little bit because I've got to do the 10 to 11 shift on the 7272 rag shoe group. But one thing I am going to do is if I have time on Sunday, I will be out there to sink four anchors into the roof of Hamel. I went out there with the gang yesterday, and the guys gave me the wrong drill bit and the hammer drill. But I'm trying to get at least six tie-off points for the tower. So when we raise the tower, we'll have something pretty sure and secure to hang the guy wires off there. Dennis, what you do is, if you can send me an email tomorrow, and then I'll know better. Wally's going to be on vacation. Matter of fact, he may not even make it back to the field day because his plane is due the day before, and he's going to try like heck to be with us. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know he's coming back on, I think, the night before the field day. So he said it's going to be a stretch. It's going to be a stretch for him to try to make it to field day during the daytime. So, you know, but in any case, at least we got the 80 meter dipole up. And I guess the only part that's left that is, you know, more labor intensive is the beam itself. And I guess you do need that six point guy wire to try to secure that to the signal tower. Oh, by the way, is that on the signal tower or is that on the substation? The 20 meter beam itself. Is that gonna be secure on the tower or at the substation?
We're changing the direction there. We're going to put the 30-foot tower on the roof of the substation. We've identified a spot dead center on the roof. And that'll give us 6 equal points of tie-down for it. I was talking to Wally, and again, like everything else in life, everything is temporary. But ultimately, that's going to be a permanent installation where we're actually going to have the wire rope, the insulators to break up the RF. You don't want anything in resonance with the guy wire. but we'll make it pretty much a permanent location. We'll put my dumbness falling out today, you have to figure things. But it's the Mosley TA-33, 10, 15, 20 meter beam up there. And we're going to leave it up there. It's a solid beam. Even though it is old, it's served us well over the past 5 years. And since we bought the repair kit with all the spare parts for it, once it's up, the guys can come over and we can use it pretty much at any time. We're going to split operations, though. We're going to have part of the operations, again, at the tower, the train tower itself, and we'll still put some of the operations up in the upper room in Hammerhead.
Well, I guess it's going to be pretty much the same routine as last year, if not more fun. So, looking forward to it. That's about it here. And I did notice that Wally sent out a pretty good list of supplies or the stuff that we possibly need during the field day. And it's a pretty good list. I had a couple items that really didn't cross my mind too. So, you know, if one of us or at least a couple of us can bring those stuff in, that would be a great help. And I'm going to listen on the side here and see if anyone else can check it in tonight.
KB2 RDE, Dennis in the Bronx.
WB2IDE, Dennis in the Bronx. How you doing, Dennis?
All right.
Yeah, we're getting things ready.
As I said, it's a little slow. You know, quite a few times when I have to get out to the Hammers area, I take the Wally and Will Home breaks loose on some operation. I don't have a chance to go. But we have quite a few other guys from SO now. I can go there and help out, even though if I'm not available. So, getting things going. We got that 80-meter dipole set up. Wally did some preliminary tuning on it yesterday, and that'll be a funny story. I'll relate to the guys as more people check in, but I think you get a kick out of what I'm going to tell you. Well, let's get ID Dennis up in the Bronx. Come on in, Dennis. It's all yours on the K2IRT group.
Dennis, I was hospitalized, so I've been hospitalized. I was in rehabilitation for a few months, so I'm back, and I just wanted to check in and, you know, find out what's going on.
Everything is okay with you over there with the hospitalization there, but the gang is getting ready for field day. This will be our fifth field day in a row that we've gotten together to have a little fun and games up there between Hamels and the group. We started building antennas again. We got an old standby. We've got a 40-meter monster 40-meter antenna that we built a year ago. And it did so well that we retuned it. It's up on the roof, ready to go. We're going to put a 30-foot tower on the roof of Hamels, and we'll put our trusty and rusty TA-33 Mosley on there. And that, with the ham and all the other equipment, gives us great directional selectivity. And we were working on an 80-meter dipole, and it's a broadband 80-meter. Doing this in such a way that the guys can come in, and when we're doing CW, it'll give a quite efficient signal down on the CW portion of the band. But when you get up to the audio portion, the SSB side, it's an impressive little antenna that we built. Go ahead.
Busy with that project. How much longer do you have to go before you finish?
Well,
dipole is finished. We just have to make a final tuning on the morning when we set it up to go on field day morning. We have the 40-meter antenna. It looks like a big hammock. That's a polite way of putting it. It's a humongous antenna. It's a great, great antenna there. And it's directional. We string that between Hamel Substation and the old Hamel Railroad Tower.
So that's nothing more than an assembly for field day morning. The tower, though, I was out there yesterday, and I'll start the story now. You guys will get a good laugh out of it. Let me just drop the repeater for a second.
All right, you got the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club meeting here today. What we did was Wally and a few of the others were working on the 80-meter antenna yesterday. I was sinking anchors into the wall to make the guy wire supports for the tower. Found out that I had the wrong size bit. It was just a 16th of an inch too big.
So I'll have to go back over the weekend. But while we're standing on the roof putting up this 80-meter antenna, they strung one end of the rope over the tree, maybe about 200 feet away at the front of the station. And I'm standing on the roof with a 10-foot conduit. Wally's in the center. The other guys are there pulling up on the other side. And it's getting dark. It's getting dark. And we can look off towards New York City, and the lightning bolts are striking New York City. My God, what are we going to do? We're out here playing Ben Franklin with all this wire. Soon enough, the lightning bolts started getting closer and closer, and it started to pour about 6:30 last night. So with all of that, we all yelled at each other, time to go into the substation. We all just dropped everything, left the tools on the roof, crawled into Hamel Substation, and we were starting to dry out. And the gang and I were sitting there talking about what it's like to be in a substation when it's hit with lightning. We just dropped the repeater.
That K2IRT group here. As we're sitting there talking about what it would be like to be in the substation, all of a sudden we hear a big kaboom! All the lights start going off and on and off and on in the substation. The rectifier starts banging in and out, and the 72 and the high tension breaker keeps on banging in and out, and then everything just drops dead. It gets nice and quiet, everything goes dark, and we were hit with lightning. Apparently the power lines up in LIPA took a direct hit, wiped our substation off the map. And after a few minutes, though, I'm sitting there because we've done this before. I've been doing this for 38 years. But the other guys are not used to having a substation blow up underneath them. So we reset the lockout. We put the beast back on the line. And they're looking at me like, you do this every day? And I said, yeah, pretty much. So other than the lightning storm, after we finished and the rain stopped, we're all looking out the back door of Hamels, and for the first time, and I can safely say in New York, I have never seen a rainbow, and it was a beautiful rainbow over the Atlantic Ocean there, a full arc. So the guys have been a couple of hours every couple of days going out there. The big thing about Field Day is our club isn't that big that we can just run out and have everybody heave-ho and put antennas up. We're small enough that we have to do it piece by piece, setting things up, testing it, and we do pretty good over the years. We have quite a few guys, Al and Ken, that are heavy and hot to CW. And all we do is we set up the radio at Hamels Y there, turn on the radio, and we leave them alone. And there's the lightning bugs of the group. And the rest of us will either pick 40 meters, 20 meters, or whatever band happens to be active at the time. And we have a little fun out of the deal.
All right, Dennis, I'll turn it back to you, and then we'll just sit back for a second and see if we have any additional checking for the K2IRT group. Back to you, WB2ID.
There's two Dennises out there. I'm Dennis number two, KB2RDE.
KB2ID, you're number two. And our Dennis N2KIN is number one.
How tall is your tower?
Yeah, we're running a 30-foot Ron tower out there. It's a 30-footer. We've got a nice base plate. I've got my the Cam M antenna rotator on that. We also have a homemade tripod. Wally put this thing together for a Radio Shack tripod. And we put a TR-44 rotator on that. And depending on the equipment we're going to use, we'll even use 6-meter, 2-meter, 6-meter, and the higher frequencies for Charlie's satellite work. Because he does satellite tracking. He tries to contact the space shuttle. And as I said, we have fun. We try different modes, everything from CW to sideband, to PSK, to FM, and we get a little collection of all three. Go ahead.
A pretty big project. What type of equipment you'll be using for that antenna?
Whatever the guys bring in. I usually bring an ICOM 718. Val brings in his ICOM 746. Charlie, well, before the lightning destroyed his eyes, the Yaesu 957, I think it was, the 957 base rig there. I think he replaced it with an Owen. He brings that in. Archie comes in with a Heathkit 2-powered monster, and he does all the CW on that. So, the goal of the thing is we run it 100 watts. We all run barefoot. We rely on the antennas to really make the grade, make the contact. And we go for the extra points thanks to Charlie and his satellite. We go for extra points due to our generator power, because we run strictly on diesel power, and we get extra hits on that. So we have fun. Dennis, that's the object of field day. We try not to kill ourselves. We have a lot of fun. Dennis, hold on a second. Let me just see if anyone else wants to check in and join our merry band over here. Again, this is the K2IRT. New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club meeting from 8 to 9 o'clock, just for a general chat. If anyone wants to join us, come in, please.
Good evening, Wally. W2AXZ with the K2IRT group. This is W2FBR.
And we got Steve out there, W2FBR. Come on in, Steve, and make one. How you doing?
Hey, not too shabby. Good evening, everybody. I just got home. I stepped out for a quick dinner, and I realized it was a quarter after eight, so I don't know who already checked in here. I turned the radio on, Moby. I heard your melodious voice, and I said, okay. The ringleader has returned, so here we are. Anyway, hope you're doing all right. The R9 museum trip out to the Rockaways was a blast this last Sunday. Hoping I might see you there, but a little on the short notice side, I guess. But one of the fellows that checked in here, Phil, speaking to RP probably got his call. I know I got his call screwed up, but anyway, he was there. I didn't really have much of a chance to talk to anyone because I've got half my attention on what's going on with the train and the other half trying to deal with the cast of characters on board. So, but it was a good time, Lobie. It wasn't too hot out, and it was a good day all around. So I'll fire it back to you. WA2AXZ with the K2IRT gang. This is W2 Fox Bravo Romeo. W2FBR.
Alright, the Newman approved. W2 Fox Bravo Romeo. He got the K2IRT group. Well, I don't know how melodious my voice is. Ever since getting caught in the rain last night, I've been sounding like a little foghorn over here. But I'm trying my best. One thing I'm not going to do, I'm not going to go on 160 tonight. I'm just been running around the past couple of days. It's time for me to hit the sack one more time. Just take it easy. But the gang's going to have the bus rodeo out in Floyd Bennett Field this weekend, Saturday. So if any one of the hams want to be out there, you'll find me out there. I'll try to do a little piece of the 72-72 40-meter rag chute from runway 24. Got a couple of friends coming over to see what's going on out there, see the activities. Of course, the museum is always out there with old buses and old rolling stock. Steve, just curious, how well did the trains perform? Did they survive the trip? Go ahead.
Thank you.
one, and looks like it's going to be fun. Back to you, Lobby. WA2 and 2KIN.
AIN, got K2IRP group back. Well, again, you know, we're always open for suggestions. You know, field day is fun. We get field day out of the way. We're going to do the, we'll do the August 17th deal. I usually start running on Labor Day from runway 24 out of Floyd Bennett Field. We call that the Labor Day special, the Tasmanian Devil. Because our radio club, the 72 Edge, who adopted the Taz as our mascot, and pick a day, the Saturday before Labor Day, and we run a special on 40 meters, 72-72. So if anyone wants to be part of that at the end of summer, you know, just give me a call, and we'll make you part of the group there. You'll have a lot of fun there. Well, that's part of ham radio and that's part of life. I just wrote a little letter to the trailer company. I bought this nice trailer that I went out to Dayton, Ohio in. And I just commented to them, you know, how well everything was put together and how well it performed. And seeing that we set up the ham radio equipment inside the camper itself, everything worked quite nicely there, so I just wanted to thank them very much for making a decent product. In July, I'm going to be heading out to southwest Pennsylvania, pretty close to Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Waters, near Mill Run, Pennsylvania. And we're going to have a four-day ham radio fest. You know, a bunch of the guys are going to get together and have a little bit more fun over there and just sit back and enjoy. Again, if anyone else wants to stop by there, the door is always open. With that, let's give it over to Dennis now. IDE, Dennis in the Bronx. Come on in and make one. You got the K2IRT group.
This is Dennis here. I want to ask you something. I forgot what I was going to say. Are you in QST for about this Field Day event?
Yeah, we usually spend all day and all night over at Hamels Y. That's the old Hamels substation, the old 1905 Long Island Railroad substation in town. You're more than welcome to be part of it. We have tables and chairs set up. We'll have the rig set up, and all you have to do is stop by and pick a rig and keep on going.
Homebound, I can't get out because I'm really handicapped, so I really can't get out. I don't have to travel by ambulance, so my going out to field day or ham fest is over with.
Sorry to hear that, Dennis.
Well, as I said, if you're doing anything on field day, if you have a way of getting on HF, if you hear K2IRT out there, you know, check in and say hi. You know, we always welcome you out there. Come on, you're part of the family.
I had to get rid of all my equipment. All I have is just VHF equipment. I got rid of the Icon 706, and I had an Alinco 78TH. Had to get rid of it.
Dennis, it's sad. Well, again, you know, if there's anything that you need or we can help you with, you know, you call on us anytime. You got the number for system operation there, and we'll be glad to give you a hand there. All right. With that, we'll give it back to Steve one more time, and then we'll open it up for the second half of check-ins.
I think Charlie is busy tonight. Quite a few of the guys are running around. Wally himself should be in, what do you call it, in Washington State, Seattle, Washington. He started his vacation today, and he and his wife flew out to Seattle for a couple of weeks, and they're going to have fun and games out there. I told him if he has a chance, get on 40 meters, but I don't think he's going to have the capability. He's going to get on a boat and head up to a sound up there up by Vancouver Island and have a well-deserved rest. Steve, over to you. W2SBR. Not SBR, SBR.
Yeah, you got it. Somehow or another, I figured that call would probably goof up a lot of people. People used to have problems with my old one. I guess they're going to have problems with this one, too, getting the B mixed up with a D and having a president of the past with those same initials. Those folks that can remember FDR get a little bit stuck in their head, so that's all right. So, anyhow, nothing honestly new and exciting to report here, Logan. Just made a bunch of museum car moves the last couple of days, and my vacation started today, essentially. I'll be on vacation next week, so we'll have a handful. I'll probably have the kids a couple of times and spend some time with my mom and probably do my usual morning, like Friday run in quite a few times this next week. So if you're going to be around, I'll definitely give you a call and see if you're up for a visit. So might even try that tomorrow morning, depending upon how my time is. But anyhow, let's see, what else do I have to report on? You know, I got the mobile installed in the car, the dual band mobile, so that's old news now. Our spring and summer pick was canceled. It's been canceled until further notice, so everyone will have a winter pick from last year into this year. Funding issues evidently have put the kibosh on the pick, depending upon X amount of dollars from state, federal, and city funding, and they're not going to get it. And with the MTA being involved with real estate, the real estate is down, so that probably has got them pulling back their reins a little bit. But someone got a $10,000 raise, so I guess they must not be that broke. Back over to you, Lobe. WA2AXZ with the K2IRT group, W2FBR.
I hear a little foul break. The MTA president isn't worth another $10,000 on top of the free transportation and the free plan and the free lunches and the free limousines and the, well, you know where I'm going with that, right? They seem to wind up with everything. Funny, they had one of the MTA board members on the TV today. Everyone's complaining now that they get all these freebies.
And doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, the hoi polloi, they say they're the super wealthy part of the MTA board.
And they're so greedy that they said that if they took away their free MTA pass, they'd have to drive it because they would never take a train on their own, good?
Well, it just goes to show you the, folks that live up in their ivory towers. The only reason why they would take a bus or a train would be if there was a photo opportunity involved with it, just to prove to everyone that they're normal guys or gals, and nothing is further than the truth. So it'll be interesting to see, and without getting too heavily into it, and you being here is a long time, Lobie, and I'm getting up there also. As a matter of fact, this Sunday I will have completed 20 years with the TA. I'll be starting in my 21st year, and what I tell you, with all this stuff going on, I'm almost afraid to see what the next contract is going to be. What that's going to have in store for us. I hate to even imagine it. So, like I said, I don't want to get into that sort of thing, but it's a shame. They all jump out with their golden parachutes, and everybody else is left stuck holding the bag, doing more with less and less and less. And every department is like that, and I know yours is no different, Moby. So anyway, so much for my soapbox. WA2AXZ with K2IRT from W2FBR.
W2FDR, you got the K2IRT group. Well, if there's any consolation, July 13th, I begin my 39th year. 39. And I sit back and I try to figure out where all this time went. And, one by one, the guys are dropping out and they're retiring. My daughters are telling me, it's time, why don't you retire? Why don't you get out? I keep telling everybody I'll retire when I stop having fun. Right now, I do my thing with the museum, so do you. I do the stuff on the side. Running the power system, I do what I do over there. But there will have to come a time where I finally say, okay, I've had enough. Time to close the front door and go somewhere else. With that, let's see if anyone else wants to check in. Got the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, K2IRT, like the IRT subway. And if anyone wants to join us tonight, you don't have to be a member. Come on and say hi. Again, K2IRT, bye and listening.
Give it to YZX.
And we got a Charlie out there. How you doing, Charlie?
Okay, good evening to everybody. I'll be in a listening mode here. I just arrived at my girlfriend's house with some food, which I wish to eat, so I'll be on the side for now.
Give my best regards over there, Charlie, and it's not going to be a long one tonight. We have a handful of check-ins there, but we're getting ready for the field day fun game there. Go and enjoy. If anyone else wants to check in, come on in now. Nothing heard. They said I started gathering some tools and goodies over there for the Hamels wine. But I'm waiting for things to calm down a little bit. I talked to Wally and a couple of the guys out there. We have our shack in pieces. We have a modular shack out at Hamels, and I'm waiting for things to cool down a little bit, and then we'll get together and we'll put that thing together. And then we'll have air conditioning, a couple of tables, and we'll have this thing all set up in such a way where we'll have a semi-permanent location. At least we'll have the tri-bander up and maybe a couple of dipoles to make it interesting. So if anyone wanted to go out there to do anything special there, just take a phone call and we'd open it up and we'd have some fun. Back to Dennis and 2KIN. We got the K2IRT.
Victor I am, that's the K2IRT net. Yeah, that would be a great idea, Novi. Yeah, we definitely need that, that cool spirit inside Hamels. And, you know, looking at the past couple weekends, and it's been pretty much a squelcher or, you know, a not a very pleasant one in the last couple of weeks, and I would think that the next week will be no different than the others, and we probably need that nice little electric fan and, you know, stuff to cool off during those hours. And with that, I'm going to step aside here, go back to monitoring mode, as Charlie put it. And if I come back a little bit later tonight, I'm going to say, drop in and say hello again. If not, have a good night, and we'll catch you guys another time. This is N2KIN73, guys.
N2KIN, got the K2IRT group. Well, anytime we're around, you know, feel free to pop by. We'll keep everybody on target as to what we're going to be doing for the field day activities. I think we have one more weekend, two more weekends, this weekend and the weekend after, and then comes the field day fun. I'll pretty much have the anchors for the tower set up. And we have more antennas than we can shake a stick at, because over the past many years we've been collecting antennas and making antennas, so we have bags and bags of wires, connectors and the like. So I think we're in pretty good shape. We don't have to go crazy really building anything out of the ordinary from scratch anymore, unless someone comes up during the meetings after field day if they want to experiment and try with something new. We're more than happy to have some fun. Got plenty of pot. I tell you, I was over at the Pierpont Furman substation, and I have quite a few antennas over there that are in bits and pieces there. Got another tri-bander. It's a high gain tri-bander that's it's partially assembled. I don't know if all the parts are there. I believe Andy, KF2WR, brought that to the club. But between that, the resonators, the parts, the tuning coils, and all the other little bits and pieces, I'm sure we can come up with something very, very interesting. With that, Dennis in the Bronx one more time. See what Dennis has to say. KIDE, it's all yours, Dennis.
Toby, I'm going to pass this time. I'll catch you on... I got to do something. I'll catch you on the next round.
Hey, Dennis. So do your thing there. Again, this is the K2IRT group, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. If anyone else wants to check in, 1:45, we'll be getting out of here in a little bit there. Don't have to be a member, you can just check in and say hi. Come on in then.
I heard, let's see if Steve has anything additional there. Well, Steve, yeah, I'll be in the office tomorrow. I have a meeting with the federal auditor at about 10 o'clock, so... I'm taken away from
the office for a short time there. Yvette will be there and the rest of the gang. The coffee pot is always full, and we have some goodies up there. You can always stop by and have some fun, guys.
W2FDR. Yeah, very good, Lobby. Thank you. Yeah, if you're taking off around 10 o'clock, I'd have to actually be out of your office by 9:35 or so. So would if you're around anywhere from 9:15 to 9:30, I'd hop in and say hello real quick. Like I said, next week I'll check in with you, see what's going on, and I'll be able to spend a little more time up there. So I'll be on vacation, and there won't be a big rush to run out the door like there always is. I don't like ducking in and then taking off again. But at least for a few minutes, you get a chance to say hello to you. Go ahead.
Like I said, the door's always open, whether I'm there or not. You know, the gang is always up there, so you know the crazy schedules that I have. Every time I get a phone call, I'm out running somewhere. I don't know if you heard, but one of my guys was hurt on the job last Friday. The guy was walking on the F line on the B1 track at Church Avenue. And he actually fell off the catwalk, and he landed onto the rails themselves on the roadbed, and he shattered the bones in his foot. The guy was stuck on the roadbed. The other guys had to get down, drag him off to a wide area to let the train go by, and then we had to have the police, fire, EMS, shut down train service, turn off power. And we had to evacuate him up an emergency exit. Go ahead.
Oh, that's awful. That's awful. Is he doing okay now? Still in the hospital?
He's finished with the hospital. They did the surgery on the foot. They put the thing in place and all sorts of interesting parts in the foot there, I think. Got a hurt there. He's one of our new younger helpers from Russia. He's 60 years old, and God knows how that's going to heal with all that he had done with his foot.
Oh, boy. Well, I wish him well, but I know all the problems. Oh, geez. It's awful. So they loaded him up with stainless steel antenna hardware, huh? Oh, God. Well, hopefully, it may take a while for him to heal, but I hope he has enough sick time to get through to do all the sick time helpers. So I hope he has enough time built up so far to where he'll be getting paid. Unless he's on workman's comp for it, which I guess is another matter entirely. Go ahead.
Check in. Alright, sounds like you got that out there. Yeah, no, he's gonna be on compensation for the medical half a dozen, one or the other, with the union contract, you can't elect to use your sick time. It's going to be all up to him if he decides to do that, then just different payroll entries. But, you know, we all wish him well and get better fast. But one of the sad things is he's 8 years, 8 months, 3 days, and 2 hours. We haven't had a lost time accident in the power system operation in 8 years, and his was the first, so I think our record is broken. Come on in, Val. How you doing?
I'm fine, Lobe. You know, taking care of a little business here and there, and so I didn't get a chance to join you guys and just making preparations to go out. Friday is my last day on the 27th, and I'll be retired. KB2BEQ, back over to you, Lobe.
No, too many people around me are retiring. Everybody's packing it in. And one of my chief system operators just called up and he said he's retiring at the end of summer. So looks like I'm the only old timer that's going to hang around for a while. We'll have to see what happens there. I'm sure the family is all happy and excited over it. Go ahead.
Well, I had to convince them that they should be. How about that? I'd have my vacation planned just fifth of July. I'll be heading to California and do a little fishing and relaxation and shake all the New York dust on me and get some California pollution. This is KB2EQ, back over to you.
KQVQ with the K2IRT group. The last time I was in California, I remember driving over past the Queen Mary and looking at all the beautiful beaches. And I reminded myself from all the movies, you know, you had all the girls on the beach and the sand and the beautiful beaches. All I saw was oil wells. And funny thing that they started doing, the gas prices went up, they started doing all these shows about California and the oil wells, Signal Hill and everything else. And it's still oil wells. Oil wells, every conceivable part you can think of. From people's backyards to a parking lot, that's all you see of these derricks going up and down and pumping the oil, right?
Roger that. Actually, my ship was put in commission right there at Todd Shipyard, right same spot the Queen Mary was in. They were putting her in commission and decommissioning and doing some work on the Queen Mary at the same time. And that goes back a while. So, let's see, that's 69 or 1970, I think it's in one of the two, either 69 or early 70, that they brought her in the Todd Shipyard and worked on her. And I was stationed right there in Long Beach, and right across from the base was the parking lot, and right behind the parking lot were those oil wells that you were mentioning. And I think they moved her a little further over, down by the bridge, right near what they call the pipe, which is amusement park there. And just to the left of the pike or south of the pike is where the beaches were and where the pretty girls started. So maybe you just went a little too far north towards San Pedro, and if you'd have gone the opposite direction, you would have had the beautiful beaches and the girls. Roger. KB2VQ, back over to you.
I don't have to worry about the girls anymore. All I'm looking for now is a good dog, so. I think that's well in the past. But as I said, that was fun. I was there in 73, 74. And I remember roaming all over the Queen Mary. Even so, the thing was parked at the shore. You get on there and you got lost going through all those staterooms and the walkways there. It's amazing how fast time is flying with it. Well, what you do is you go and enjoy. I don't know what part of California you're going to go fishing, but one of the best things you do is when you leave the TA, I see these guys coming back to our old-timers group. Matter of fact, Tuesday, if you're not doing anything Tuesday night, right behind J Street on Lawrence, we have the Power Department Old-Timers Club. And you're more than welcome to be joining that if you'd like. And the guys get together once a month, get a great dinner out of the deal, talk to the guys. I'm trying to get more and more guys interested from K2IRT to go out there because we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun. And the beer flows freely, guys.
Roger that. Where's that? Harry O's?
Harry O's.
Roger. Yeah, I passed there today. They had a little concert in the park in Metro Tech every Thursday around lunchtime during the summer. Different artists appear there, and it's always a nice little thing. If I said to myself, when I retire, I may come back in the area just to see those little shows. They used to have them in the World Trade Center area also, but I don't know where they're holding them now in Manhattan, but these guys go into Metrotech, and then they follow that up in Prospect Park area, I think. Anyway, I'm not going to hold it too long. I'll let it go around. This is KB2B2 and the K2R2 net.
Well, the numbers are dwindling. Charlie was out here a few moments ago. He just checked out to get some dinner. Dennis just checked out. He's on the side. We have the other Dennis up in the Bronx. We just bypassed him for a few moments. And Steve, W2FPR, is out there. Let's just go to the top of the list one more time before we hit the top of the hour and see what's going on with Dennis in the Bronx. ID, you ready to make one? Come on in.
Again, I want to ask you something. I went with you out there. Is that the station where they have the outdoor switching? We went out there, I don't know what year it was.
The outdoor switching was at Rockaway Park. That was the next substation over. Hamels had the outdoor switching, but when they modernized it in 63, they moved everything inside, so it's just a regular substation. It's an old 1904, 1905 building, but the all the stuff is inside.
Roger, I want to ask you something. I tried calling, trying to keep in touch with the guys at Con Yard. They must have changed their number or something. Would you be able to send me an email if they changed their number? Because I get no answer.
Yes, there's been some major changes during the day. That system operation inspectors don't inspect anymore. They're part of the zone now. So a great majority of the time they don't check in at Concourse Yard. They have the other check-in locations like, what's the one there? Jerome 176. You have another crew at Substation 44, Jerome 162. So what you can do is if you have the email, send me the email at my ham radio address, wa2axz@arrl.net. Again, that's wa2axz@arrl.net. And I'll get you the phone calls for where they check in, and you have a chance to chat with them, okay?
There's been some big changes, because, I called and the phone rings, and I can never get nobody there. Okay, so now I know.
The other changes are, we do not have a Manhattan emergency crew anymore. The Manhattan emergency crew is disbanded, and they're just interspersed to wherever the openings are in the zone in SO now. They've been cutting back so much in transit that we're running on bare bones and fingernails. And none of us like it, but we just have to live through it until times start getting better. Or until the trains start falling off the tracks again, as it was in the 60s and 70s. All right, Dennis, be good. Let's turn it over to Steve now, W2FBR. Come on in, Steve, for a final.
Okay, well, be very good. W2AXZ with the K2IRC group. This is W2FBR. And the final roundup here. I just want to wish everyone a good night, and we'll catch everybody in here next Thursday night. More than likely that weekend of field day, I'll have the kids, and I'll probably be spending that Saturday with my mom, will be in. I'll elaborate with you on that. It has to do with the basis of this call sign. So, but I'll elaborate on that when I talk to you. anyway, so, listen, everybody have a good night. Be well, 7-3, and God bless. Catch everyone in here next Thursday night. And the weather's been cool. It's been nice out, so enjoy it while it lasts. I think our luck is going to run out of string with these nice temperatures here. Not too far in the distant future. Back over to you, Roby. I'll check in with you tomorrow morning. W2AXC with the K2IRT group. This is W2FBR, Kingsburg, New Jersey. Out.
Great hearing from you again there. And I'll be around one way or the other. You don't go too far unless the smoke starts to rise, and then I have to run around like a chicken with the head cut off there. You'll be good, and again, I keep telling this to everybody on ham radio. The family comes first. Radio is a hobby, so if you have the family issues to take care of, that's the most important thing. Once you handle that, then everything else is the gravy. Okay, Steve, have a good one. We'll turn it over to Val. Well, let's see if Charlie came back. WTB2YZX. See if Charlie finished his dinner. You still with us, Charlie?
Yeah, I'm back. Got a question. Are we going to be operating strictly from a substation, or are we going to be in a tower also this time?
We still have both. So just depending on where we set up and how we set up and where we want to throw the cable, it's everybody's choice. If you want, we can put that tripod back on the Hamels Tower, and we can get you on the 2-meter, 440, 6-meter, whatever you'd like.
Pretty good. I was just curious because I didn't want to know how much feed line I'm going to need and all that kind of stuff. I'm sorry I didn't get out there the other night, but I don't know if Andy's planning to go out tomorrow. I can go out tomorrow if he's doing anything there.
I don't think we're going to do it tomorrow. We went out yesterday during the thunderstorm. I don't know if Wally told you what we did, but we were up on the roof hanging pipes and hanging antennas in the middle of the lightning bolts and the wind and the rain. Now I know how Ben Franklin felt.
Today, oh, it's a whole story. Hey, we've been lucky so far, I tell you.
We all squirreled away in the substation, thought they were safe. And then I told them that, you know, the substation has been hit with lightning a few times. And then the next thing you see is all the lights going off and on, and the big kaboom.
Let's hope we don't have any of that come field day, that's for sure. All right, so 7-3, everyone, and I'll probably send you an email or whatever tomorrow. WB2YZX is clear.
All right, Charlie, you'll be good. Again, I'll be on the email tomorrow. Let's see if Al has anything before we put a lid on it for the night. KB2VEQ, it's all yours.
Roger, this is KB2VEQ. Thank you, Lobie. And I just want to say goodbye to everybody out on the net. Each and every one of you, and hope you have a good one. And so we meet or speak again, and I'll just say my 73 best wishes to each and every one of you. And this is KB2VEQ, clear.
You'd be good, and again, congratulations. Time to put your feet up and enjoy. And what we'll do is we'll be sending out emails. I have to get to work tomorrow, see what's going to happen. I do still have to spend some time on the roof putting those anchors in. But I think a week before, and we'll probably do this a week before field day, we'll get together one day, get the tower up. Because that's the biggest thing. That's the bulwark that we have to do.
we'll move all the parts to the roof and get that thing up and going. So the easier part of just stringing the wire antennas and the Wally beams will make life interesting. Give me a second here. Hey, again, this is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Radio Club there. And we're going to close it down for the night. I want to thank everybody for stopping by for the chat. And again, thanks to the owners and operators of this time of year for allowing us the use of it for the hour, just to get to the hour, just to get through a little bit of the VFX section, do some planning and to get things ready for the field day and all our other activities. If anyone wants to have any information, if there's any SWLs out there about the K2IRT group, email me. My name is Bob Olobi, Whiskey Alpha X-Ray Zulu. Again, that's WA2AXZ at ARRL.net. And I'll be glad to send some information along. Guys, once again, thanks very much for checking in. I'm going to shut it down for the night and just do a couple of odds and ends before I get up at 5 o'clock and do it all over again. Bye, guys, and once again, have a great night.